Hey, and welcome to the Points to Paradise podcast, where we discuss all things travel-related, travel inspiration, and credit card points and miles. I'm your host, Megan Lanford, a stay-at-home mama, vacation lover, and small-town girl who learned how to travel for nearly free. Me and my family went from taking maybe one vacation a year to over 6 trips in a year. I want to show you exactly how to make you and your family's travel goals come true. I want to show you that traveling to dream destinations is possible without ever having to worry about how much money it'll cost you. So if you're ready to be inspired and start traveling with your family for nearly free, you've come to the right place. Hey friend, Megan here. Welcome back to the show. If this is your first time, welcome. If you're new around here, I have a free Travel Points Beginner Guide for you. It's got everything you need to know to get started today. Go ahead and grab that in the show notes. And I'm just so happy that you're here. If you're returning, hi, hello. I hope you guys had such a good Thanksgiving. Ours was like really calm and uneventful for once. It was just me and my husband and our daughter Paige. And then my father-in-law came over, so it was pretty quiet. We just did a prime rib. Fun fact, I absolutely hate turkey, and so does my husband. So we have never cooked a turkey on Thanksgiving. We always do like a brisket or prime rib. And oh, it was so good. But it was really nice to just kind of do nothing and relax. We are ranchers, and so we have 2 small businesses, so we're always like super busy. So it's kind of nice just to relax. So I hope you had a great Thanksgiving. One announcement before we get started on today's episode. I know this is very short notice because this is coming out on a Tuesday, December 3rd, but on December 4th, on Wednesday, tomorrow, we are doing our monthly live call inside of our community. And this is for people who have joined through the Travel Points Academy. Every month we do a live call or training. And I wanted to invite you to come and sit along with us for free just to see what it's all about. Get a little sneak peek. See if it's something that you would be interested in being a part of. It's a great community of so many women planning amazing trips. And we are actually doing a little workshop on Wednesday. This is going to be at 1 o'clock Mountain Standard Time on Zoom. And we are just working on building our credit card strategies for 2025. So we have trips that are being planned in there for like Bali and Costa Rica and Cancun. And so we're just trying to develop what cards everyone is planning on opening up. Everyone can ask questions based on where they want to go. We might even look up like some flights and hotels and just decide which kinds of cards everyone should open to meet their travel goals. So if we get through everybody in the group and there's time and you're on, you can ask questions, but it's just a great way to learn and see what our community is all about. So if that is something you want to do, go ahead and sign up in the link below. And then once you sign up, you will be emailed the Zoom link so that you can join us on Wednesday, December 4th at 1 o'clock Mountain Standard Time. I cannot wait to see you there. These calls literally are like my favorite part of what I get to do. I just love training. I love interacting with other women and helping them plan like in real time their trips. So it's so much fun. All right. So now that we got that out of the way, today's episode is talking about traveling with toddlers because it is the holiday season. Everyone's traveling to go see family. You're taking the whole family with you. And I am a toddler mama. I have a 2-year-old. She turned 2 in August, so she's a little older than 2. I have a 2-year-old daughter named Paige, and we have taken her on, I believe, 5 round trip flights by the age of 2, several road trips. She loves being on the plane now. She's a great flyer, but I know it can be very stressful when you are flying with little ones. I was very nervous, like the first flight that we took with her when she was, I think she was like 3 months old, 4 months old, something around there. And I was really nervous, like just going through the process of what do I need? She's a lap child, like all of those little details we'll go into today. And now it's really like very seamless. I know the process and it's more about making sure she stays entertained and trying to keep her in her seat. She's a very active toddler and I feel like it was easier when she was a baby than it is now because she doesn't want to sit that long in an airplane. So I'm going to go over all of the things that has really worked for us and our family, some of the toys that I bring, the necessities, and just how it all works. So if you have a two-year-old or under, under two, they can fly as a lap child. So they are free on domestic flights. International flights usually make you pay a fee, but if you're flying domestically, they are free as a lap child. And so what we always did was we just bought two plane tickets, me and my husband, and then at the airport, I would just add her as a lap child on our check-in process. And so it's really great that they are free. All you have to do is have a birth certificate. So I would keep a copy of her birth certificate with us. They actually never asked me the several times that we flew with her when she was a lap child. They never asked me. So I always had it just in case. But yeah, it was pretty easy check in, and then they just sit on your lap. I always found that once she hit around like one, she just became really active. And so even though she could have been a lap child, I started buying her own seat with points so that we just had more room. Especially we fly Southwest a lot. And so when you're picking your seats, sometimes you didn't have someone sitting next to you and sometimes you did. And with a lap child and three people in a row with a stranger, like it wasn't for us. So around one, we started buying her own seat so that that way we had our own row to ourselves, which was really great. The other thing we started doing now that she's two is as much as we can, it costs more points, but as much as we can, we are flying first class because it gives her just a little extra room. This last one, we sat across from each other in first class so she could go back and forth between the two of us, and we were the very first people up front, so she had all of that leg room to walk around, and it really made a big difference that she could kind of go back and forth between the two of us. She also had her own seat, but if you can, just plan on getting extra points, and getting that extra leg room really, really made a difference. Okay, so when she was little, what I would do, because I breastfed her until she was like 10 months old, and so I would always bring frozen milk with us, and that way by the time it thawed on the plane, then I had breast milk that I could put like in a bottle or something for her. They will let you take that through security, but I always like to just bring it frozen, and then by the time I needed it, it thawed out, so I didn't have to bring ice packs and all that kind of stuff, and it really made it easier. When they're little, they pretty much are gonna nap on the plane. She's never really had problems with her ears and the pressure or anything. That's never bothered her. She really just likes taking off and landing, so the pressure thing was never a big deal. But when she was little, for the most part, she slept all the time because she was younger. Now it's a little harder to get her to nap, but she still usually will nap on one of the legs of the flights because we always have layovers in between. And so my tips for toddlers that are very active is when you have a layover or before you get on the plane at the airport, let them run around. I let her run up and down the terminal. Obviously, I'm like running behind her, but just letting them get out as much energy. Don't carry them through the airport. We don't even bring a stroller. That's another thing is for us is we don't even bring our stroller with us because she is so active and I don't want her to just be sitting because she's going to sit on the plane. So I let her get out as much energy as she wants. If you do want to take a stroller, we did like one or two times when she was really little, we did, and you can just check it in right there at the gate, and then they will even give it to you at your layover if you want it to, which is really nice. You just pick it up there right when you get off the plane. But for the most part, we always skipped that and we just held her, or as soon as she could walk, we would just let her run around, and it's really good to get their energy out. That also helps with them napping on the plane, which, like I said, she does almost every single time on one leg of the trip. She will fall asleep and she will just be out in her seat on the plane. Some things that may help for your little one to sleep better is getting a seat extender. I've tried a few of them. I haven't found one that I really like yet. So we actually didn't use one on the last trip. I will usually just hold her if she falls asleep, or she'll just curl up on the seat. I will keep trying because I do, as she gets taller, I want to have a seat extender for her. I just haven't found one that I like, but I know a lot of people do that. Some of the must-haves that we always take on the plane with us for her are the Imagine ink coloring books. So they are completely mess-free. They can only color on that type of paper. So she can't color on the trays or anything like that. And that will keep her entertained for a really long time. She likes coloring and it's no mess. I will also bring like sheets of stickers or those sticker stamps. She loves playing with stickers, and just having them peel them off takes a lot of time for them at this age. And so that, and just like a blank piece of paper, keeps her entertained for a long time. Our number one thing that we have always brought, even when she was like 1 year old, was busy books. You can get these on Amazon. They are felt activity books. And so they have like these matching like colors and shapes. And they're just like Velcro onto the felt. And so there's matching, and then there's like buckles and zippers and shoe tying. And it's a busy board of all kinds of different things for their like fine motor skills. But there's several pages in there. They're very light because they're felt, so they can stick right in your carry-on. And they keep her really entertained. She really, really likes those. And she'll do like the buckles over and over again for half an hour. We have about 3 or 4 different kinds. And so I just rotate them through. All of the toys and stickers and all the things that I take on the plane, I will hide them and not let her use them for several weeks before the trip, so that it's like something new for her that you rotate in on the plane, so that she's not obviously bored with it. Those really are like the must-haves: coloring, stickers, and the busy book. Sometimes I'll bring some other books depending on how heavy they are. And then I know this is like controversial. Some people don't do screen time, some do. I really do try to limit screen time as much as possible for her. But when you are on the plane and you've exhausted all of your options and they're just bored and they need to be entertained, or if she's about to fall asleep, I know if I put a movie on or something, she'll fall asleep. So I always bring the iPad with headphones. And most of the time, if she's on there, she's actually playing like educational games. She loves ABC Mouse, or I will have pre-downloaded some like games for her to learn colors and stuff. And then yes, I will put on a movie once in a while if she really is like having a hard time sitting still. So I will pre-download movies, or we've even bought an internet on the planes before. Depending on who you fly with, there may be a TV in your headrest for you to watch also. So those are really like the main things. I'll obviously bring tons of snacks. I always have beef sticks and fruit snacks and pretzels and chips and like all of the granola bars, all those things. I always bring her water cup and fill it up once we get through security. Last time I brought like this sensory play. It was like Play-Doh basically. And that actually got flagged through security, and they kept looking at it and they kept talking to each other like if it was okay. And I was like, well, it's not a liquid. And they actually let me through with it, but she didn't play with it very much. So I ended up just putting it on our check-in luggage on the way back. But it got through. So do note that if your kids really like Play-Doh or like silly putty pudding things, it did make it through security. So that's something you could also bring. I thought she would play with it longer, but she didn't play with it very long at all. So snacks is definitely one. And those are really like the main things that I do. And like I said, it can be stressful and nerve-wracking, especially if your kids don't fly very often or it's like the very first time that you've done it. My biggest thing is it's going to be okay. Like, she's screamed bloody murder on the plane before, and I had to get up and like rock her back and forth. And it's going to happen, and you're going to get through it. It's not always going to be perfect, but the more that you do it and the more that you expose them to it, they're going to just adapt. Like, they are more resilient than we give them credit for. And we almost stress ourselves out more worrying about it than what actually plays out. So we think of all the worst case scenarios, and usually it goes just fine. Yeah, they're going to cry. It's going to happen. but it's probably not going to be as bad as you thought. As she's gotten older, like I said, it's gotten easier. She is very active, so that is a little difficult, but she's really good on the plane. She loves going on the plane. As soon as we start packing the suitcase, she says, plane, plane, plane. Like, she knows where we're going, and it's worth it. I really will say it is completely worth it. So just start doing it more and more and get them used to it and just go on the trips, because you're going to regret staying home and not going because you were nervous about flying with your little ones. And just go make the memories and just do it. So we are, we've pretty much stayed like domestic. We just went to Mexico. And so each time we're like, okay, this is getting a little bit better. We can go a little bit farther. So now here in January, we're going to Hawaii. So that's a little bit longer of a flight, and we're going to see how she does. I still need to book the flights. Hopefully we get first class seats, but once she does good with that and she's maybe like closer to three, then we might think about going to New Zealand or Europe or something. And I know people that have taken their like 3 month old to Europe. So whatever feels comfortable for you. I keep saying like, I want to wait till she's around three to where she can sit still a little bit longer to do those longer flights. And for you, that may be 3 months and you think they're fine. So whatever works for you and your family is what you should do. But do keep in mind that once they hit two, that they can't be a lap child anymore. So you are going to have to start racking up more points. If you have a big family of like four or five, then obviously you're going to need more points in your strategy to travel along. So do keep that in mind as well. But I hope what I have used helps you with your traveling toddlers or babies. And it's just going to be really interesting to see as she gets older, like how she does and what things we change and what toys we bring on the plane and all of that kind of stuff. And it's just every plane ride honestly is so different from the last, because at this age, like, they're growing so fast and each month is so different in the way they develop. And so it's always changing for us. And so who knows, this last trip was great. Who knows how Hawaii will go. I'll report back if there's anything I need to change, but I hope all of this was helpful for you. And like I said, just do it and take your kids on the trips. You won't regret it. So if you found today's episode helpful, definitely share it with someone. If you know someone who is flying for the holidays with their little ones and they need a few tips and tricks up their sleeves of what to take on the plane and do before they go. So hope you have a wonderful week, and I will see you guys next Tuesday.